Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go again. Here we go again. Here we go again. One more again. 10 o'clock on a Friday night. Welcome to the fastest 30 minutes in sports. This week on the hottest show on the internet, the tyranny of Brad Childress and Minnesota Vikings boil over. Who's going to be hot in college football this weekend? What is the hottest team in the Stop track. Let's get into this right now. Look, I know that's great. It's great to get you all hyped up, get you all geeked up. Some of you all are pulling your notes. Some of you are getting online trying to figure out, okay, what am I going to do? What's Vince going to say about this? Let me help you out. 619-639-4747. Again, 619-639-4747. That is the number. If you're logging in, we can certainly chat. We can talk whatever we need to. We're going to do our thing as we always do. Just a couple of housekeeping notes right now. The source of information historically is from reputable sources such as our ESPN, such as SI, such as Reuters, a variety of other fun tracks. Yes, we do take pride in making sure the information we give you is quality, it's legit. Again, we give you Friday night scores. They're live from the games, courtesy of the National Basketball Association. So no fluff going on right here. 10:02 on another Friday night. Welcome in to the Fast 30 Minutes of Sports. I'm your host, Vinny Moore. Again, the ultimate fan sitting in front of all the wonderful scores of all the wonderful happenings. Let's get right into the NBA real quick and push that aside. Again, it's early in the season. Not a lot going on. Of course, there's all that love. If you're a Big 3 fan in Miami, ha-ha, how you liking it so far? Not looking so good, you know, out of the gate, but you know, again, maybe you'll just gel. You've got a pretty angry Portland Trail Blazers team that came out of the gate pretty strong. You've also got a Golden State team that looked awfully good recently, and break up the New Orleans Hornets, they're awfully good. So let's get into the scores. Right now, Friday night, Dallas 99, the Sixers 90, Houston 102, Indiana 99. Games late in the game in the fourth quarter, Phoenix 90, besting Sacramento by 11, 90-79. At halftime, Portland 65, Oklahoma City 61. Early on, Detroit's 24-13 lead over the Clippers. Finals from early in the NBA today, Utah 90-86 over the red-hot Atlanta Hawks, cooling them off just a bit. And Utah's been doing that. They've been cooling off a lot of really good teams. You know, Utah's strong this year. Toronto 110-106 over Superman and the Orlando Magic. The Charlotte Hornets 93, the Wizards 85. I guess I'm used to seeing the Wizards somehow fall short. And the Timberwolves get a win tonight against the Knicks 112-103. That's your NBA update. Again, for those of you planning on a big-time fantasy weekend, got a lot of moves, a lot of shake-up. We got some significant teams on buys this week, so you know, you've got some roster moves you got to make. You got some second and third level players you're probably having to put on your starting piece. I know that's not easy, but hey, we're going to help you get through it. Let's see. Let's take a gander over at the National Hockey League, see what, if anything, is going on over there tonight. Flyers besting Calgary 3-2. Anaheim and Dallas are tied at 1 in the second period. The New Jersey Devils in overtime take care of Edmonton 4-3. Pittsburgh a 5-1 winner over Tampa Bay. Colorado 5, Columbus, the Yellow Jackets, I always say Yellow Jackets, Columbus 1, Florida 2-1 winner over Minnesota, and that's basically as much love as you're going to get right now out of the NHL. All right, let's get into college sports. Many of you are planning a big-time college weekend. If you're tailgating this weekend, if you're doing some things along that line, get you ready for, you know, our top picks. We go through the top 10 games, courtesy of our friends at ESPN in the college pick'em board. We shuffle the board just a little bit so we can get what we believe are our most exciting games up near the top, and we work our way down from there. At the top of the list this time, the Alabama Crimson Tide at 7-2 taking on Mississippi State. That game is actually in Alabama. A 7-2 Crimson Tide team, pretty upset at their national title hopes being shattered right now. So at least they get Mississippi State to take it out on. But don't take Mississippi State too light. They are 7-2 as well, 19th ranked. So that could be actually a pretty good game. Stanford Cardinals 8-1 going up against the Arizona State Sun Devils. This could be a trap game for the Cardinals. They're going to have to be careful. Again, Arizona State, I love Phoenix and that entire area. They haven't been very consistent this year, but they always seem to rise up pretty well against Stanford, so you never can tell with that one. Oklahoma State goes down to Texas to take on the Longhorns. The Oklahoma State Cowboys 8-1. The Longhorns, obviously in rebuilding mode at 4-5. Again, the Oklahoma State Cowboys should take care of business in that game, but it's Texas. Anytime you get Oklahoma or Oklahoma State going to Texas, it's always a lot of fun. So, Miami, the Hurricanes taking on the Yellow Jackets in Georgia. The Hurricanes 6-3 out of the whole bowl picture right now. I mean, they are bowl eligible. They'll probably get a second or third tier game, but certainly not what they were hoping for at the outset of the season against a Yellow Jacket team that is yet to become bowl eligible. So that could be an interesting game. It is in Georgia, but good money right now is leaning toward the Hurricanes. The Iowa Hawkeyes against the Northwestern Wildcats. Northwestern, snake-bitten squad that really should have taken care of business last week, did not. Now gets a visit from a 7-2 Iowa Hawkeye team that also saw its national title hopes dash some weeks back. Depending on time, I love Dan Persa. I love Northwestern. I just think Iowa's just a little bit at a different level right now, and I think they'll take care of business this weekend. Break up the Utah Utes. Well, I guess somebody did because they got crushed pretty good last week by TCU. But they're taking on the Notre Dame Fighting Irish in Notre Dame, an 8-1 Utah team that looked really, really strong when they were number 5 in the nation. They get no love now because of how bad the crushing was last week. So not even in the top 25. How do you go from number 5 to out of the rankings altogether? Oh, my goodness. That's pretty harsh. All right, well, it is what it is, and they're going into Notre Dame, and don't be surprised if Notre Dame gives them a good game, but I think Utah probably comes out on top of that one. They should be pretty disappointed in themselves and looking for a chance at some redemption. They can go 9-1 and at least get a decent bowl game. Virginia Tech takes on North Carolina in North Carolina. The Hokies are 7-2. The Tar Heels are 6-3. It's always a very, very good game. I like North Carolina to win this game just because the Hokies have shown lapses, and a lapse late could cost them this game. So good money's on the Virginia Tech Hokies right now, but I think North Carolina may surprise them. The Georgia Bulldogs going to Auburn, depending on who you ask, number 1 or number 2 ranked Auburn Tigers. The Auburn Tigers at home, 10-0 against a 5-5 Georgia Bulldog team. Look, Georgia's going to play them tough because they want to give them a good game. But in the end, Cam Newton, the Tigers walk away 11-0 in this one. The South Carolina Gamecocks pay a visit to Gatorland down in Florida. 2-6-3 squads who both had better aspirations and things have kind of worked out for them. South Carolina is actually a better football team right now, but it's still in Florida, and Florida's got some pride. So look for that one to be close. Don't be surprised if Florida steals that one. Number 10 on the docket, USC going down to Arizona to play the Wildcats. 6-3 Trojan team that, again, is on probation and not getting any bowl bids and not getting any type of extracurricular games this year, nothing extended. There is no bowl eligibility in these guys' case. They're under probation right now. It's part of the sanctions because of the old Reggie Bush thing. It is what it is. Arizona probably puts up a good game, but don't be surprised if USC raises up and wins this game. All right, that's it for that. It's 10:08 on a Friday night. And now for those of you fantasy flunkies, and I guess there's no other way to call you but fantasy flunkies, the reality is here is your opportunity to set your roster for this weekend. Now, last week, over 50 people came back to the show, played the show, whether it was on Facebook or otherwise, just to get and set their fantasy rosters, and I found that absolutely amazing. So we're going to do this by position today. I mean, it's a little bit easier for everybody, so I'm not jumping around. First thing we're going to – I'll even go a little deeper. Usually we do the top three, and that usually helps a lot of you guys, but some of you guys say, hey, you need to go to the fourth and fifth level. I've got guys on buys. I can't get these particular players. What can I do? Well, all right, we're going to do you right this time around. We're going to go 5 deep in each position, so you got something to work with. All right, you ready? Let's start with quarterbacks. Your number one this week's Peyton Manning, and again, that's really no surprise. He's got the Bengals this week, so why not? Number two on your quarterback list, Michael Vick, projected to be somewhere around 20 points. Number three is Eli Manning this week. Again, it's all about the matchups. Okay, don't think about necessarily the fact that Manning maybe hasn't put up big numbers. It's all about the matchup. The Giants get the Cowboys this weekend, and who have the Cowboys stopped recently? Thank you. Number four this week is David Garrard of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Remember, David at one point was on his way out of into losing his job. He almost didn't even have a quarterback position. All of a sudden, he got a chance to play the Dallas Cowboys, and man, did he wake up. All right. This week, Jacksonville plays Houston, so therein lies, you know, what should be a fantasy explosion for a lot of players. So David's up to number four. Number five this week, Ben Roethlisberger, Pittsburgh. You know, the Steelers get the Patriots this weekend. The Patriots' secondary doesn't scare anybody, so why not? Projected to be right around 17 points. Now, right with him, you know, Ben is 5, and it would be Matt Schaub. Matt Schaub's like 5-8. He's listed as 6, but that's probably because of touchdown potential this week. Matt Schaub right there, the Houston quarterback again. It's Houston, Jacksonville. That should be a fantasy player's dream. So those are your 5 QBs, 5 and 5A, if you will, in your quarterback position. Let's move over to your running backs right now and take a look at what's going on there. And I'll tell you right now, if you're not an Arian Foster fan, you're about to be. Arian Foster projected to almost put up 27 points this week. So if you've got him in your fantasy league and he's on your squad and he's sitting on a bench and you haven't played him, shame on you. Arian Foster should be starting this week. He's number one ranked this week in on all the projections. Right behind Arian Foster is Chris Johnson of the Tennessee Titans. He's your number two this week. Also projected to go off for a couple of tutties and about just under 100 yards in production. Number three, Maurice Jones-Drew out of Jacksonville. Again, you know that Jacksonville-Houston connection. Arian Foster of the Texans, Maurice Jones-Drew of the Jacksonville Jaguars. All about production, all about matchups. Number four on this list this week, Adrian Peterson. There's still a lot of love for what Adrian Peterson did to the Bears some years ago. A lot of people are still projecting that he's going to at least have one touchdown running. He's going to have at least 3 to 4 receptions in this game. He's going to be very, very active. He's number four. And as a Bears fan, it's hard for me to fathom that. But, you know, history has proven that Adrian Peterson loves to play in Chicago. Number five this week for the running backs is Jamaal Charles. I'm in love with Jamaal Charles. I mean, 20 potential rushes, a projection of 127 yards, a touchdown, and maybe even a touchdown receiving. Some receiving yards come with Jamaal Charles. And, again, it is the matchup. Who are the Chiefs playing this week? All right, if the Chiefs have got Denver and they're in Denver, remember what the Raiders did to the Broncos. It was an offensive explosion. So keep that in your consideration as you're planning for your running backs this week. Let's move right into wide receivers. And as common as the place, our number one wideout this week, an Indianapolis Colt, Reggie Wayne at the top of that board. Why? Because Peyton Manning and the Colts are going into Cincinnati to beat upon the Bengals. Right behind Reggie Wayne this week is Andre Johnson. Again, there's your Houston-Jacksonville matchup. A lot of love for fantasy players in that Houston-Jacksonville matchup. Andre Johnson, number two. Number three, Brandon Lloyd of the Denver Broncos. All right, so finally Kyle Orton's got someone to throw to. Now, Brandon Lloyd was a Bear last year, so I don't know what the Bears didn't see, but Denver did. But God bless him. He's projected to put up 18 points, a touchdown, and about 125 yards receiving. He is Denver's go-to guy with Kyle Orton. I'm sorry. Yeah, that came out wrong. All right, number four, Hakeem Nicks of the New York Giants. Again, he's going against a Cowboys secondary that just simply is bad. All right, hopefully they play with some pride this weekend, but Hakeem Nicks should go off for at least 120 and a touchdown. If you watched the game last night, you saw what Roddy White did, a couple of tutties. He would have been your number five on this list, but he's already played, so we're not even going to touch that. We're going to do you a little solid right now at 10:13 on a Friday night. Let's get into tight ends just briefly. If you're playing tight ends and you're not sure where to go in terms of tight ends, you've got some options this week. All right, you really do. And actually, based on these rankings, you're going to be surprised. The number one of your tight ends is Jacob Tammy of the Indianapolis Colts. Remember, Dallas Clark has held that position for a long time, obviously. Dallas is out. And instead of, you know, having to earn his stripes, Tammy comes in because he's, you know, Peyton's go-to tight end now. He sits right in there at that number one spot, projected for about 50 to 60 yards receiving and a touchdown. Number two, Vasante Shenko of the Minnesota Vikings, projected to get a touchdown and at least about 60 yards. Number three in the tight ends, Mercedes Lewis of Jacksonville. Also at that tight end position, looking like, again, that's that Houston-Jacksonville game. New England's Aaron Hernandez ranks in at number four. And, if you saw the game last night, Tony Gonzalez would have plugged in at number five. And, again, because it's 10:13 and we're going to get ready to get you geeked up for our Stone Cold Lead Pipe locks as well as our picks, let's give you a little defensive love as well. This week, the matchup favors the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Again, they're going up against the Carolina Panthers. Bucks are good. Panthers aren't. All right, projected to get at least 12 points. Right behind them, now this may surprise some of you all in light of the matchup, but the Bears are the number two projected defense this week. Again, they get Brett Favre and the Vikings, but they have played them incredibly tough, and the Bears are stout against the run. The number three defense this week is the Tennessee Titans. Number four is the Giants. Number five is the Jets. So there is your love for your fantasy rosters. Hopefully you've got some things going with that. You're going to get some things done and have yourself a good time. In the meantime, we are prepared. It is 10:14, and without any further ado, let's get you going with your Stone Cold Left Pipe Blocks, courtesy of our friends at Mike and Mike in the Morning ESPN Radio, brought to you by Peak Antifreeze.
The time has finally arrived.
Yes!
These are the Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks.
Whoopee!
An ESPN Radio exclusive.
I got to give it up for Week 10, and my theme this week is, we're not dead yet.
Yeah. He says he's not dead.
Yes, he is.
I'm not.
He isn't?
Well, he will be soon. He's very ill.
I'm getting better.
No, you're not. You'll be stone dead in a moment.
And by we, I mean Minnesota.
I'm not going to stand here like Brett Favre and tell you. But I need a hug. I'm all right.
This isn't really we. I'm not part of them. I've nothing to do with them.
Watch it. Hold it right there. Pronoun trouble.
But they're not going away. The Minnesota Vikings are just too interesting a story for it to end here, which it would if they lose at Chicago.
What is the secret of the never-ending story?
They hate each other. They're feuding. They're fun to watch. And I'm not willing to give up on them.
It's just idiotic, if you'll forgive my saying so. That's just stupid.
Minnesota's going to Chicago. They're going to keep their season alive. The Vikings are given a point.
One.
They will win by a touchdown. Give me the Vikings to cover at the Bears.
Why? That doesn't make any sense.
Be doped up or dying or something.
Greeny, I'm going to take the big game. I'm going to go to Pittsburgh, where the Steelers are hosting New England, and they're giving the Patriots 4 points. New England coming off a shellacking.
Brady to pass. Throw. Caught at the 5-yard line by Gronkowski, and the Browns steal the ball
at the hands of the Cleveland Browns, who ran all over them. And Pittsburgh at 6-2. New England is as well. Both these teams consider two of the top teams in the league.
This is a lot of tripe, you know that.
I like Pittsburgh at home here. I just like the way they're doing their business. Nothing fancy. They just get the job done.
Technically, done was under over, and I was under done.
Yep. So done, you were under over and over under.
Yep.
Come on, fellas. You're losing your head.
Sorry.
I will take Pittsburgh at home and give the 4 to New England.
You brought this craziness on us. You did.
And finally, head-to-head, once again, my theme is, we're not dead yet.
This could be the most remarkable comeback since Lazarus rose from the dead.
Oh, and no. By we, I mean my Super Bowl pick.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
San Francisco 49ers not only can, but will. I repeat, 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 will.
Hey! Stop repeating will!
Win the NFC West. And it starts this week at home against St. Louis. The 49ers are going to put together a run. They're giving 6 points. They'll do it.
No, seriously, come on, do it. Do it.
Long trip for the Rams. Not going to work out for young Sam Bradford. Give me Singletary's bunch.
Cannot win with him. Can't do it.
By 7, I'll get the 6 points with the Niners.
Very funny.
The kiss of death reapplied to the 49ers by Greeny. Wrong, 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 wrong.
Wrong, 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 wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong.
And I'll take those 6 from St. Louis that they're getting, and I'll say St. Louis can go and get the win on the road.
Why have we never fixed or replaced this monstrosity?
You know the deal around here. If it barely works, it's not going to get replaced.
Don't know if it'll happen, but certainly they will cover the 6. St. Louis looking good, and they're going to continue to look good in San Fran.
This state's anatomia!
And those here we come, so go!
Locks, that is it for us today, and we will leave you with a... I can't do it. We'll do it live. Do it live! I'll write it, and we'll do it live!
Oh, my goodness. That might have been the best one ever.
That was great.
That's great job. Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks brought to you by Peak Antifreeze. When you peak, you win. Joaquin and Stats, just terrific on the on the radio version. Vaclav Bethany and Paul the Cyclist Contador, who is making a unique appearance in studio this morning on the TV side. That's a great job.
He's got his bike and his cycling outfit along with the aerodynamically sound helmet.
Yeah, an helmet with which he could easily kill a man by pecking him backwards. That is a great looking outfit. Oh, that might have been my favorite one we've ever done in 11 years. That was really good.
Was great.
Our old buddy Will Kunkel, handsome Will,
made an appearance
on the TV side, standing next to the gnome, whom he always made feel bad about
himself.
Scotty's
going to be so jealous now.
Scotty always felt bad about himself because Will was tall and good-looking.
Taller and better looking.
Yeah.
Well, better looking. I mean,
well,
pick a person.
No, whatever. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's neither here nor there. So the point of it is, that was really good. Going over the picks again, I've got Minnesota -1 at Chicago. Golic has Pittsburgh -4 at home against New England. And head-to-head, I like the Niners at home giving 6 to the Rams. And Golic goes the other way. Cincinnati at Indianapolis. Colts are giving 7 points at home against the Bengals, whose season probably spiraled hopelessly out of control. Colts will be looking to bounce back after a bad performance last week against the Eagles. I like the Colts here. Seven feels like a lot, but I think I'll give it.
I do, too, at home. I think they play very well there. They are hurting. We know that, but you still have 18, and Cincinnati is just spiraling. So, yeah, I'll take Indy and give.
Houston at Jacksonville. Jaguars a 1.5-point home favorite.
I think I'm going to take Houston in this one. Houston needs to really start making a bit of a move here. We talked earlier about their pass defense, which is bad, but I like Houston in this.
I like Jacksonville. Tennessee at Miami. Titans giving 2. Dolphins going to Chad Pennington. Titans debuting Randy Moss.
Not sure I really like this move. Chad Henne is struggling, certainly a quarterback. He's not the only problem there. They're looking for the spark from Chad Pennington. What you're going to see is a high completion percentage and short passes. But it could be effective. We'll see. And then you got Randy Moss getting going for Tennessee. I like Tennessee here on the road.
So do I, giving 2. Buffalo and Detroit. The Bills are a 2.5-point home favorite against the Lions. I didn't know I'd see a Bills team favored all year long.
I'm surprised.
These are two teams that scrap and fight and play hard every week. Lions losing Stafford. I think the Bills find their first win here. I'll give the point.
I agree. Stafford out. I think that definitely hurts them. You know, Sean Hill was hurt as well. You got Drew Stanton in there. I think Buffalo gets their first win.
Jets at Browns. Mike Mangini against his former team.
Wow.
Jets a 3-point favorite.
Boy, the way both teams are playing right now, you certainly would actually lean toward Cleveland.
Yep.
At Cleveland. You know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to take Rex's brother Ryan in this one.
Brother Rob Ryan.
Rob Ryan. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I agree with you. Tampa Bay, 7-point favorite at home against Carolina.
Boy, Carolina, they're just so struggling. Don't know what's going on at that quarterback position. I'll go Tampa at home. I'll take Tampa in the touchdown. Give the
Me
touchdown.
Me too. Feels like a lot of points, but I'll do it. Kansas City, a 1-point favorite at Denver.
Again, I think I like KC on the road here. I like what they're doing, and I think they're going to really challenge for that division title.
I don't know. Every once in a while, you got to pick a surprise. Something tells me Denver's not just going to go away. I'll take Denver, but I don't feel real good about it. Arizona at home, a 3-point favorite against Seattle. The Seahawks have been almost unspeakably bad the last couple of weeks.
Which means they'll be good this week. They're going to go to Arizona. Hasselbeck is back at quarterback. Seattle's going to go to Arizona and win.
I disagree. I'll take the Cardinals. Giants, Cowboys, I am not willing to give 13.5 points. That's the spread I have here.
I can't give that many points. I just can't. I do think you'll see a bit of a spark just for the change sake in Dallas, but will it bring a win? I doubt that, but that's a big number.
All right, so those are the rest of the picks here for the weekend as we go into the NFL weekend. Some good college games that we'll get into for you as well coming up. But, you know, the NFL weekend kicked off last night with the Ravens and the Falcons. And Falcons, a nice home win last night, one that they desperately needed. And they got desperately needed as a relative term. But you know what? New Orleans isn't going away. Now, if you want to finish in the NFC right now with the best record, you got to be looking at the Giants, and I think they got to be looking at the Saints.
Yeah.
They have competition in the division, competition in the conference. And the AFC is going to be a scrum. I think the NFC, you're going to have a couple of teams that really separate themselves. And so I think, you know, going down that stretch, if you're Atlanta, I don't want to play outdoors in New Jersey.
Yeah, oh, I agree.
You know, in the NFC Championship game.
That's what you start looking at. You absolutely start looking at being that home team, being on your turf, especially if it's a dome in cold weather. That's where you start to, the home field can be the biggest advantage in the NFL as opposed to other sports.
Week 10 is here, and oh, my God, we're back to kick and tail. Read it and weep, Warren Sapp. I know we're tied at the top. 85-45 looks pretty good, but it's time to separate the ex-know-it-all pro from the commish. This week could easily change all that. I'm sure some of you take this information and use it for office pools or whatever your gambling pleasure is. In the immortal words of so many pimps and prognosticators, let me hold some. What's it good for you?
I got mine.
LOL. Week 10, here we go. Thursday night, Ravens at Falcons. In Atlanta, down in the dirty south, and I do mean dirty. It was rocking with Ray Lewis and the 6-2 Ravens as underdogs to Matty Ice Ryan and the Atlanta Falcons. This one was a tough one to call. Baltimore used to have a great defense. Yeah, Falcons are undefeated at home. Hate to say it, but I love it when I'm right. Took the Falcons in a mild upset. Oh, yeah, appreciate that 1 point. Bengals at Colts. Two high-powered offenses to take the field this matchup. The Colts, fresh off the loss in Philly, look to bounce back at home. I said it all season, the Bengals don't play defense. Look for T.O. to put on another show, and Cincy will keep it close. But in the end, and in the dome, it's still Peyton's place. Colts are giving 7 in Vegas. That's too much. This is a 4-point game at best. Colts win, Bengals cover. Texans at Jaguars. What version of the Jags will we get this time? At home, they should be very good. The Texans can score, and Arian Foster is the key. Will the Jags defense be able to slow Arian Foster and Andre the Giant Johnson? I see this shootout, and if that happens, good money favors not the star, but the home team. Give me the Jags and give the 1.5 points. Titans at Dolphins. So Randy Moss has arrived. Let the madness begin. That is, of course, unless he pulls a New England Patriot moment and just goes out and plays. The Dolphins have yet to find their running mojo. No run game, no victory. Brandon Marshall will play big, but it won't matter. Titans are better. Give the points. Shock! Vikings at Bears. The Bears are 5-3, and what's scary is they could easily be 7-1. Now comes the reality check for our heroes. If you can't run with the big dogs, stay on the forge. Adrian Peterson loves coming to Chicago. Remember, 361 total yards in one game against our heroes. While the Bears' defense is much better than then, it's still hard for me to fathom them winning this game. Wait, a glimmer of hope. The Bears have beaten up on Brett Favre pretty good recently, and Vegas seems to think that Favre mistakes and a Cutler offensive explosion is possible. Why not call me a homer? I'll take the Bears and by 1 point. Lions at Bills. When the schedule came out, you'd have put this game in the whatever category. Well, it's still sort of there. The Lions are better, and the record, well, doesn't do them justice. And the O&A Bills have played close games in the last 3 weeks. It's in Orchard Park, and if Matthew Stafford can't go, the Lions are in trouble. Ryan Fitzpatrick and the Bills get their first win in a close one. Bummer. I like the Lions personally. Jets at Browns. Okay, I get it. The Browns are a for-real football team. And yes, Peyton Hillis is faster than Mike Allstott. The Jets have showed signs of a contender, but just ask the Patriots how good the Browns are. The Jets are 3-point favorites, and guess what? They lose to the Browns. Cleveland's for real, and I'll take those points. Panthers at Buccaneers. The Bucs are good. The Panthers are bad. In Tampa. Okay, if you grill the Panthers just right, it tastes like chicken, right? Buccaneers in a rout. Chiefs at Broncos. The Chiefs played a meaningful game against Oakland last week for the first time since the early 80s. Denver can't find an identity, and it's not Kyle Orton's fault. The Chiefs should treat the Broncos much like the Raiders did. Blow them out on their own field. Chiefs are giving only one, and that's a joke. Rams at 49ers. Fresh off the bye week, the Rams have had plenty of time to think about the 4-4 start with a rookie quarterback. The Niners, just back from London, and with 5 days to think, will try to slow down Steven Jackson and the Rams, countering with a 20-plus carry effort from Frank Gore. This sets up nicely for the Niners, but look for the Rams to keep it close. Niners by 3. Seahawks at Cardinals. Seattle's horrible on the road. Cardinals took the Vikings into overtime on the road. Look for Arizona to run the ball, control the clock, and walk away victorious 24-13. Did I just give you a game score? God, am I hot tonight. Cowboys at Giants. Can you say sacrificial lamb? The Giants are hungry, and on the menu is freshly stewed cowboy. I doubt Jason Garrett can ignite the boys, and I doubt the Giant fans will have any sympathy for him. Giants roll. 14 is a big number, but I think the Giants can cover it. Patriots at Steelers. The Steelers have split the last two games on the road and should welcome some home cooking. The Patriots have yet to figure out just how the Cleveland Browns crushed them. Brady will make it interesting, but Big Ben and the Steelers start the playoff push at the expense of the Patriots. The Steelers are a 4.5-point favorite, and that may not be enough. That's how we see it. This is the fastest 30 minutes in sports.
You are spectacular.
And now, you contemptible harpy, I shall end your oppressive reign of matriarchal tyranny.
Victory is mine! Oh!
Thank you for listening. Thank you for hanging out. Thank you for chatting. Thank you for doing everything associated with the fastest 30 minutes in sports. I'm your host, Vinny Moore. That's the show. See you soon. Love you, Chicago.